It's been a very productive start to the 2019 season for the Hastings Raiders girls swimming and diving team. And that's continued over the past week with two dual meet victories, one in conference action against North St. Paul, the other coming this past Tuesday against Farmington, all while conducting their own home invitational on Saturday. Head coach Katie McAlpin of the Raiders joined KDWA Sports on Wednesday with an update.
It has been a crazy week. Last Thursday, we swam against North St. Paul. That was a good meet for us to mix it up and put, you know, anybody anywhere and get some good times on everyone. We had Ava McNamara as our swimmer of the meet. She pulled off a best time in the breaststroke. Athena Farmuth was our diver of the meet. It was her first diving meet with a full lift ever in her life, and she did absolutely great. She had one dive that she was a little concerned about, and she pulled it off beautifully. And then we went on to the Hastings Swim and Dive Invite on Saturday that we hosted. And this meet is kind of a collaboration of everybody that we swim against. We have some people from our section, some people from our conference, and some people that we don't swim against any other time of the season. So it's usually a good competition between us and Woodbury. And this year, we won our invite by 97 points, which was super fun. We won 9 out of the 12 events and taking second place in 2 out of the 3 that we didn't win. The girls were fantastic hosts. We do goodie bags for all the heat winners, so they swim for a goodie bag and gives them a little extra incentive to go out there and really race, even when they know, you know, that we'll possibly win the meet with what we have versus other teams. It just gives them that little extra drive to go win a goodie bag. And swimmers of the meet for that were Berlin Bird and Michaela Cooey. Both girls had 3 out of 4 best times. Berlin has really come out of her shell when it comes to sprinting. She has just leaps and bounds in the last 3 days of meet. The last 3 meets, she's dropped almost 2 full seconds on her 100 freestyle, which is not a small feat. So she's done fantastic with that. And Michaela is one of our captains. She's a fantastic leader in and out of the pool. And she just kind of sets a lot of like personal goals for each meet for herself. And her goal was to go under a 110 in her 100 freestyle, and she did that. We had our diver of the meet at the Hastings Invite was Lauren Reuter. She's also a captain this year. She's a great asset to our diving program. She always is super encouraging to all of the girls. She had a great meet. She dove with fantastic confidence and came up with a season best score. And last night, I don't even have words to describe last night. It was fantastic. It was so fun. We knew it was going to be a challenging meet going into it. I spent hours working on the lineup on Sunday. At the diving break, we were actually behind. We were down by, I think, 8 points at the diving break. And it literally came down to the last relay. You know, we hit backstroke and we're like, oh, we're doing good. We're up by enough. And then we hit breaststroke and they stacked their breaststroke and took 1st, 2nd, and 5th, I believe, in the breaststroke, which won that event for them like 11-6. And we came back and we knew we had to win that last relay, and the girls pulled it off. They came together and pulled it off. So it was super fun to watch. It's really funny, you know, like I would imagine being a fly on the wall over on our side of the pool, because Jerry like loves meets that get down to the last relay and I hate meets that get down to the last relay. So we're like sitting there looking at each other like, are we going to do this? Are we going to be able to do this? It was fun. It was absolutely so fun to watch. I hope the fans had as much fun with it as we did. Our swimmers of the meet were Sydney Maris and Ireland Zaruba. They both had lifetime best swims in one of their events and a season best swim in the other event. Sydney is a very hard worker and really does anything that we throw at her, no matter what it is. We had to put her in the varsity 100 fly last night due to a lineup change. And she was like, I don't know about this. And she got in and she did it. She did what we needed her to do. So, and she went her lifetime best swim. And then Ireland is also a very, very reliable swimmer. We can really put her in any event. Usually she ends up stuck in the 500 for a lot of meets because she's a very strong distance swimmer. As much as she doesn't want to be, she's really good at it. So she's one of those that we can put in any event and know that she will go the time that we need her to go. So it has been a fantastic couple of days.
What was extremely impressive is the fact that the Raiders had a meet on Thursday, then their invitational on Saturday, and had to take on one of the top teams in the section in a dual meet at home on Tuesday. But to not only compete on Tuesday against Farmington, but to win it by 10, no matter how tired or sore these kids were, they found a way to win.
They are. There was one girl that got out of the pool from the 500 and she walked up to me and she looked like she was about to start crying. And I was like, are you okay? She goes, I'm exhausted. And I was like, good, you should be, because we've done a lot in the last few days. So they are tired, but they're hanging on and they're getting through it. So we have one more meet on Thursday and then they have the weekend off. They have some time to rest and recover.